20 left in the third, 3-2 Michigan State. Here's Phelan now to Tyson Dick. Batted off his stick, and Karam's right in the vicinity of Scarfone, and the Badgers netminder gloves it and hangs on for a faceoff.
Very wisely.
Isaac Howard go-ahead goal at 7:32. Michigan State leads Wisconsin 3-2. We'll take a one-minute break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Badger fans, the temperatures may be dropping, but the Big Ten action at the Kohl Center is just heating up. This winter, we've got an action-packed schedule of Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey games right here at home. Gather your friends and family, secure your seats, and create lasting memories with us at the Kohl Center. For the full Badger schedule and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
15% off everything you can fit inside the bag is back at Menards. Make painting easier by using a one-coat product. Grand Distinction is an interior painting primer in one that will give your home a fresh, updated look. Right now, get 15% off Pittsburgh products and all the painting supplies you can fit inside the bag through January 12th. See store for complete details. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Badger Hockey brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Along with our producer Zach Hargrove, Ian Perrin dancing, trying to stay warm here alongside the ice rink at Wrigley Field. I'm Brian Posick. Michigan State with a 3-2 lead on Wisconsin in 9:10 left in the third.
Well, it's been pretty even. I mean, not de-emphasize the fact that they just gave up a goal and make it 3-2.
Yeah.
But it's been pretty evenly played as far as scoring opportunities are concerned, shots are concerned, but it just seems to go in waves.
Yeah.
You know, 5 minutes, Badgers are dominant, and then next 5 minutes, Michigan State is. A little weird.
Yeah, Michigan State was awfully quiet for a long stretch, and then all of a sudden, Russell leads a 3-on-2, and Howard finishes from the left wing.
Exactly.
Their top line back out against Wisconsin's top line. Stramel got a little anxious and will be kicked out of the faceoff circle. Or no, yes he will. Russell will step in for him. Faceoff to the right of Scarfone. 30-27, shots on goal in favor of Michigan State. And they've got a 3-2 lead. Spartans were up 2-0. Badgers rallied to tie it on goals from Morrissey and Finley. And then Howard with a go-ahead goal. Badgers come out of their own zone. Finley will backhand it ahead. Didn't get much mustard on that from Mosley. Finley will try again. Mosley able to poke it past Gucciardi. But quickly back Howard to get it for Michigan State. Headmans to Stramel at the red line. He'll dump it in. Fighting through Ryland Mosley. And the puck back out at center ice. And Gucciardi will dump it in again. Johnson after the puck. Finley turned it over. Look out, Russell. His shot covered by Scarfone after he made the stop. Badgers turn it over. Now Howard and Finley need to be separated. Wisconsin's Horbach is getting after it with Charlie Stramel, two former teammates. Finley with a bad turnover in the Wisconsin zone. Russell had a chance to extend Michigan State's lead.
Yeah, that was kind of a weird bounce, but I think Finley thought there was more there than there was. Ooh, big time save.
Yeah, he barely got his skate on it. Wow.
He shot that left pad out in a hurry.
Face off. Both teams still battling for it. Johnson can't clear the zone. They'll try again as Schultz sent it behind the net. Kerr can't reach it. Spartans have it doorward. Cycles. They throw it out to the point. Geary, long range shot knocked down in front of the Badgers' cage. Now Wisconsin able to get it out to center. picked up by Jack Horbach. He'll dump and chase, but Geary will get there first for Michigan State. Reversed it far side to Basco. Up to center, good back check by Scholl to steal and dump it deep again. Badgers get a change. 7:55 to go in the third. It's 3-2 Michigan State. Scholl will bank it out to center. Intercepted there by the Spartans. And there's no offside.
According to that referee. Yep.
Red Savage carried it to the Badger net, and Scarfoni just protected the post. Buck comes up into the state zone now. Kukkonen leans in on Lukaszewicz. Kicks it free to his forehand, looks for someone to release it to. Pass comes out to the point, long range shot, Polanichuk, and hits something in front into the lap of DePasquo, and then knocked to the corner and a whistle stop play.
Yeah, that one was going right into his glove, and it hit something. I think it was a Badger forward who was in front. It hit him and ended up deflecting into the belly of the Michigan State goaltender, and to no avail. But the Badgers have had good, when they have offensive pressure, it's been sustained for longer than it was in the first and second period.
Lindmark, Botterill, Tassie out there for Wisconsin. Badgers win the draw. Polanichuk bumps it off the end boards. After it is Lindmark on his backhand. Cycles to the corner and Botterill returns the favor back to the near side corner. Tassie gives chase, but Kelly there for Michigan State. Loose puck, Botterill after it. Tassie got his stick down, but Orbitz takes it away for the Spartans. Advance to Ministo, and he'll scoop it in. Under 7 minutes to go in regulation. 3-2 Michigan State. Badgers have played 13 one-goal games this season and lost 8 of them. They've been in every game, and they're in this one here. Can they make a play or two and pull this thing out here at Wrigley Field? A lot of chuck at center. Tassie and Lindmark don't communicate. Tassie eventually decides, all right, I'll take it myself, and dumps it down in. Michigan State easy breakout. Here they come. D'Angelo right side took a hit from Mosley as he dumps it into the Wisconsin zone, but taken back by the Badgers. Morrissey after it in the left corner of the attacking zone. Morrissey lifts the puck for himself. Now cycles off the boards for Lodge, who stumbles a bit. Morrissey picks it up. His shot got through, and DePasquo saw it through traffic and gloved it and hung on. Mosley right there in vicinity trying to take the goalie's eyes away.
And look for any rebound that there is. If you added up all the goals that Ryan Mosley has scored as a Badger, I would say that 90% of them are either great passes to him when he's open in the slot or rebound garbage stuff that he's in the right place, right place at the right time.
Morrissey against Stramel in the faceoff circle, and Morrissey won the draw. Here's Daniel Lodge setting up Finley. Immediately double-teamed and shot one through traffic. May have gotten through off the right knee of DePasquo. Twirling pass by Lodge to Morrissey. His shot blocked. Down the boards comes Kerr. Kicked it back behind the net. Anthony Kerr hustling after it far side. Michigan State tried to clear. Intercepted. Badgers hold. Morrissey's shot. That got knocked down and then golfed out to center ice by Baskel. Russell picks up the loose change across the Badger line, hit the brakes and fell down. 5:40 left in the third. Badgers need one to tie. Quinn Finley leaves it off for Kerr up to center. Now here's Horbach, waddles his way into the attacking zone. Cross-ice pass for Finley, deflected by the Spartans out to center. Polanichuk picks it up, gains the line and dumps it in. There's the defenseman Orbitz near side. Plenty of room for Michigan State, but West coughed it up. Tyson Dick with it, trying to stick handle around Larson. No luck. DePasquo comes well out of his net. Fires it off the high glass. Polanichuk held the zone, and then Larson kicked it out to center. He then runs into the linesman, who wants to get the heck out of there, and I don't blame him. And now Michigan State up to center. Hand off to Dorwart off his stick. Dexheimer for Wisconsin. And Dorwart go into the end boards. Under 5 minutes to go in regulation. Spartans lead by one. Backhand shot blocked by the Badgers. Loose puck still. Badgers battling for it near the front of the Badgers cage. Slow moving outlet pass deflected back deep into the Wisconsin zone. Now Wisconsin will take it away. Although Ministo at the red line sends it right back Wisconsin's way. And then a headman pass by Dexheimer. Too strong icing called on Wisconsin. 3-2 Michigan State, 4:28 to go here in the third.
Unfortunately, Tyson Dick is going to be the only person that has to come back out that was on the original five that came out. He's had about a minute and 15 second shift, and he gets caught on this icing without being able to make a change. So he might be the only fatigued player out there.
Christian Fitzgerald against Tiernan Shouty. Face off to the right of Scarfoni. Scarfoni has stopped 29 of 32 shots tonight. Badgers win the faceoff. Kukkonen protects. Backhands to center. That's where Andrews has it. He banked it off the glass to Kukkonen. Then he lost the puck, and it's sent back into the Wisconsin zone, and Scarfoni leaves it off for Dexheimer. 4:10 left. Who's going to get the game-tying goal for the Cardinal and White?
Well, I'd put my money on 12 if I was a betting man.
Fitzgerald overskates at center. Bouncing puck back towards Laskowski, who leans into Manisto to protect the puck, and the Badgers' care has it. Fires a pass ahead to Kukkonen, who banks it off the glass and deep into the Michigan State zone. They move it to the near side, and Lindmark in on the forecheck. Steals the puck. Good play. Kukkonen out to Lotch. Not sure what to do with it. Lost the puck in his skates. Had it poked past him by Kelly, but Lindmark hustles back to save his teammate. Lotch was a little indecisive when he got that puck out here at the right point. Now Daniel will dump it in.
Yeah, it's do I shoot or do I pass? And indecision hurts.
3:19 left. Bansagi deflects towards the Badger bench. Wisconsin's Dexheimer got there first. Morrissey dumps it in. Pass in on the forecheck. Michigan State got to it first and cleared. Badgers back at center. They've touched up. Botterill across the line. Weak shot, partially blocked by Stramel. West then ran into traffic. Botterill with it in the corner. Double teamed by a pair of Spartans. Trying to jam it free for Morrissey, who pulls it off the wall. Sends it back to the corner. Tough angle chop by Botterill. Deflected by DePasquo. Goes to the far side and Botterill. 2:45 to go in the third. Badgers need one to tie. Morrissey with it left wing. Stops and looks. Lifts a pass to the far corner. Mosley after it, but he's cut off by Lukashevich. And Michigan State skates out through center. Now Stramel. His shot low to the ice. Easy stick save for Scarfoni. 2:25 to go in the third. Wisconsin's Palatichuk. Headmans now to Finley with speed. Finley splits a pair of Spartans. He's onside, right side. He dumps it into the corner, gives chase. Cuts back to his right. Puck crawls off his stick. Lifted out to center by Andrews, and Daniel Lotch will hustle after it now. His pass deflects. Scholl will chase it down at center. Send it back to the Michigan State zone, and the Spartans pick it up. Dorward now, a little give and go, didn't connect. Badgers back in their own zone. Kerr spun around, lost the puck to Savage in the corner. Savage tried to center it, it went off the stick. Now a left angle shot, that was blocked. Dorward able to play it deep, right down the middle comes Savage, chance to win it, and oh, he got stoned by Scarfoni. He could have extended that lead to two, but Scarfoni closed the door with his right pad. All right, so Scarfoni comes up big. Can the Badgers offense do something here with 90 seconds to play? Here comes Lindmark with a head of steam. He cuts off a Spartan, steals the puck for Tyson Dick. Scarfoni out of his net for an extra attacker. Puck bumped out to center. Badgers have an extra skater. They need one to tie. 70 seconds left in regulation. Morrissey darts past one Spartan and then coughed it up. It bounces around near the blue line, and Michigan State's Larson whacked it all the way down and iced the puck. Now Finley and Manisto going at it. Those two combatants in the World Junior Championship last year. Manisto with Finland, and Finley with the gold medal-winning Americans. Badgers have a timeout. 1:02 to play here in regulation. It's 3-2 Michigan State.
Yeah, I'm not sure. You've got momentum on your side. I'm not 100% sure that this would be... Well, maybe they are going to take their time out because the first line was just out there. Now they pulled the goaltender. The first line's coming back again. Give them a little bit of a breather. See what they can do. And I would assume that the extra attacker will be Lindmark in case there's a draw situation. That would be my guesstimate, if I guess you want to call it that.
Yep, he's out there. Looks like it'll be the power play unit. Dexheimer, Finley, Morrissey, Mosley, Laskowski, and then Lindmark will be the extra attacker. Well, Michigan State had a 1-0 lead after one on defenseman Vladislav Lukashevich's first career goal. Spartans extended their lead to 2-0 on Daniel Russell's goal at 4:29. Badgers got within one on Gavin Morrissey's goal from Anthony Kerr at 10:17, seventh goal of the year for Morrissey. And then Quinn Finley, his nation's best 16th goal at 14:35 of the second from Palatichuk. and Mosley made it a 2-2 game. But then a 3-on-2. Badgers have not given up many odd man rushes tonight, and there was a 3-on-2, and Russell found Howard on the left wing, and their top goal scorer, their top point producer, came through, and he got the go-ahead goal, did Howard at 7:32, and that's where we are, 3-2, Michigan State, 1:02 to play.
Is that his second of the night?
Howard's, no, just his first.
First.
Yep,
okay.
Russell scored. Lukasiewicz, Russell, and Howard. Yep, and Howard's a guy that, you know, he scored a goal now in four straight games as Isaac Howard. He had the game-winning goal in overtime in Madison back in December. And then he scored the game-tying goal on Thursday in East Lansing. And here he gets the go-ahead goal in the third. Well, there's some ice repair going on right in the neutral zone. And so that's why there's a bit of a delay. This game started 45 minutes later than originally scheduled for 8 o'clock. It's 11:16 Central Time. The winds are still blowing off of Lake Michigan.
Yeah,
and
I
you can
feel the
it.
Breeze now. Yes. This is the first time that I can say that I have honestly felt the breeze, and I didn't realize it until all my papers blew off the table.
Yeah. Still a lot of fans still here tonight watching a pretty good college hockey game, Wisconsin and Michigan State.
Well, they've treated to a dandy.
Yeah.
I mean, both teams have scrapped like you wouldn't believe.
All right, let's see if they can get a goal. Here's Lindmark to take the faceoff against Dorwarts. To the left of DePasquo, who stopped 29 of 31 Badger bids here tonight. Lindmark wins the draw. They bounce it out to the point in Dexheimer. To the left wing, Finley. Back to Dexheimer. Swings it left side, Morrissey. Morrissey looking straight away now, Dexheimer. 54 seconds to go in the hockey game. Here's Finley now, right wing. Shoots one low. Backside, Mosley scores! Hey! Ryland Mosley from Quinn Finley. The Badgers pull even. It's tied at 3.
Yes! That was about as well-executed a play in college hockey as you're going to see. Ryan Mosley never left the side of the net. All that stuff that went on at the top of the circles between Dexheimer and back over here to Mosley, and out of nowhere, Ryan Mosley just seems to disappear in the crowd, and he is wide open.
Ryland Mosley. He gets his 11th goal of the season. It comes at 19:12 of the third period. And Wisconsin and Michigan State are even at 3. Finley, Mosley, Morrissey, Kerr, and Lotch on the ice now for Wisconsin. Scarfoni back between the pipes. They lob one all the way down to the Wisconsin zone. Lotch after it, picks it up and skates ahead with it. Banks a pass ahead to Mosley. He backhanded one deep, no icing. Finley with speed trying to run it down back behind the net. Oh, he gets roughed up by Andrews with a pretty good check. Morrissey a near steal left wing. Michigan State throws it out to center. Dexheimer picks it up and dumps it right back down in. 14 seconds to go in regulation. 3-3 game. Here's Andrews, headman pass. Cut off at the blue line by Palatichuk. Loose puck at center, 3 seconds. 2 seconds, picked up by Morrissey, 1 second, looks at the clock, can't get a shot off, and we are headed to overtime at Wrigley Field. Ryland Mosley from Quinn Finley at 19:12, an extra attacker goal. It's a 3-3 game.
I'm going to have to be judgmental on the Badgers. I'm freezing to death here, and you've taken it to overtime, but the fact that you were down 3-2 with 4 minutes left and you came back to tie it, I'll give him credit for that one. That was a beautiful play.
That was beautiful. Zach Hargrove, do we have a one-minute commercial break to take? Third period play-by-play. We do. Let's take a one-minute break. A one-minute network timeout. It's a 3-3 game here at Wrigley Field. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you, Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Well, like the first game today, we're headed to overtime. The top-ranked Wisconsin women lost in a shootout to second-ranked Ohio State this afternoon. Here, the Wisconsin men force overtime against top-ranked Michigan State on Ryland Mosley's goal at 19-12 from Quinn Finley and Ben Dexheimer. That followed Isaac Howard's go-ahead goal at 7:32, his 13th of the year, from Daniel Russell. Shots on goal in the third period, 11-10 in favor of Michigan State. Tommy Scarfone, 10 saves in the third, 32 saves for the game. Luca DePasquo stopped 9 shots in the third, 29 saves for DePasquo through 60 minutes of play. 3-on-3, sudden victory overtime. Wisconsin comes out with Morrissey, Finley, and Dexheimer. Michigan State has Stramel, Howard, and the defenseman, Nicholas Andrews. Badgers will skate left to right here in this 3-on-3 overtime. Morrissey against Finley to take the draw, and the Badgers win the faceoff right to the stick of Ben Dexheimer. Possession so key in 3-on-3 overtime.
Oh, yeah. And watch your changes. That's the big issue for me.
Morrissey right wing, Dexheimer across the line. Morrissey in front of the net. Receives the pass from Dexheimer, cut off behind the cage. Stramel ties him up. Now it's a battle for the loose puck. Finley comes in to support his teammate. 2-on-2 below the goal line. Finley still trying to work it free. Morrissey can't reach it. Andrews able to get it up the wall, but the Badgers steal. Here's Dexheimer, puts a shot on. It got blocked. Then a chance down low right by Morrissey, kicked out by DePasquo. And now Michigan State controls. The Badgers send out Lindmark, Mosley, and the defenseman Daniel Lotch. Michigan State has changed, although Howard remains on a long shift to start overtime. There's Dorward out there with Andrews, who's been out there for quite some time. Daniel Lotch wins the battle on the near side from Howard. Stick handling and drops it off to Lindmark, center ice. The captain across the line. Owen Lindmark, right wing, shoots one. Stop made by DePasquo. It goes to the corner, and Lotch trying to win it free for the Badgers. Lindmark behind the net. He got knocked down. Back up on his skates. Still battling for the loose puck and throws a wild pass out through the high slot all the way back Wisconsin's way. What it does, though, it Scarfone plays it. Daniel Lotch was the only one on the ice, and so he picks up the puck, and the Badgers have possession. 3.5 minutes left in overtime.
Lotch needs a change.
Here comes Fitzgerald with speed across the line. Takes it right wing, ran into traffic, gave the puck now to Polatichuk, puts it in front, stick to side by DePasquo to the corner. Finley out there again for the Badgers. Now Michigan State takes the puck. 3:10 to go, Russell's got it for the Spartans. Drops it for Baskill. Baskill, right-handed defenseman across the line. Looking, drops it back, Russell steps in, his shot blocked off the stick of Finley. Regathered by Russell. And he'll skate it back to center as the Spartans will change two-thirds of their skaters. Now a full change here. And across the line, Joey Larson, hard to the net. Look out in tight. Scarfone stopped the bid by Shouty. And then Polatichuk went into his netminder and the cage, knocking it off its moorings. And a stoppage in play with 2:46 left in overtime. 3-3 game. Oh, Morrissey had a chance down low right. DePasquo had his pads together, made the stop. And then a nice give-and-go a moment ago where Shouty went hard to the net for Michigan State.
He did go hard to the net, but I'll give Joe Polatichuk all the credit in the world. He stayed with him as long as he could. And it ends up that the faceoff will be in the Badger zone simply because of the fact that Joe Polatichuk was the guy who knocked the net off its moorings.
We've got a one-minute timeout. We'll keep it here, actually. One-minute timeout. Here in overtime, it's a 3-3 hockey game at Wrigley Field in Chicago. And actually, they're attending to some ice issues.
Yeah, I think they can't get the marsh peg back into the hole. So this gentleman from the ice rink is going to come out here and fish all that garbage out of the hole itself and put the peg back in. And you watch, he'll do it in about 15 seconds, and the referee stood there for a minute and couldn't figure out how to do it.
Oh, although here comes someone sprinting out with a drill.
Oh, Lord.
Now, this is Mike Thine type stuff. The young man that does a lot of stuff at the Kohl Center in Le Bon Arena with power tools to try to get the pegs of the cages back down properly or cleaned out properly.
And I've said this a thousand times on every broadcast I've ever made. Thank goodness for the marsh pegs that,
yes,
under pressure do come off. And the days of old when they were a steel pipe, that would have been somebody's head hanging there off the end of that pipe.
Badgers have Lindmark and Morrissey, defensive zone faceoff with Dexheimer. 3-on-3 overtime. Lindmark won the draw. And Dexheimer sends it back to Morrissey. Now Ben's got it, and he'll take a look as he skates out of his own zone. Ben Dexheimer flips a pass across. Morrissey will run it down, over skates, now controls. 2.5 minutes left in overtime. Geary is on him immediately. He'll bump it off the end boards back to Lindmark, and Owen now will leave it off for Morrissey and sprint up the middle. He gets a breakaway pass from Morrissey, although the Spartans recover. Lindmark tries to lean in on Gucciardi, and he lost possession. Taken away by the Spartans, Joey Larson. Big right-hander off to his right across the line. Shouty goes to the net. Larson can't feed him the puck as he was cut off by Finley, who then lifts the stick of Larson and forced the puck back to neutral ice. 2 minutes left in overtime. It's 3-3. Lodge cuts off Howard. There's Mosley to pick up the loose puck. Slides it across underneath the stick of Finley, although he'll hustle after it and gather it in. Skate it back behind his net. Finley, the nation's leading goal scorer and one of the fastest skaters in college hockey. Here comes Anthony Kerr for his first shift of overtime. He's out there with Mosley and Finley. Quinn Finley right by the benches, pushed it to the corner, gets around Baskill and will run it down. Finley behind the net, slowed with a hip check. Puck squirts free and Howard goes to get it. Stramel will fly up the right wing wall and catches. Here he comes across the line, Mosley on him. Stramel spinning pass. Here's Howard's shot blocked by Kerr. Oh, goodness. Now back behind the net. Mosley protects from Stramel. Fights through the stick check and hands off to Kerr. 1:05 to go in overtime. 3-3 game. Kerr taking his time. Fitzgerald and Horbach now out on the ice. Here comes Christian Fitzgerald with speed. Across the red line, across the Michigan State line, slowed along the boards, wiped out, puck taken away by the Spartans. 45 seconds left in overtime. Long lead feed played with a high stick by Andrews. He plays the puck, whistle stop play. Faceoff coming up with 40 seconds left in overtime.
And the faceoff will be down in the Michigan State zone because of the high stick by a Michigan State player who played it in the offensive zone. The faceoff comes down. So with
the clock was at 40 seconds exactly. And now a timeout called by Michigan State. You get a timeout in overtime, and Adam Nightingale elects to take his here in OT. The clock should read 40 seconds. Right now the overtime clock says 37.5 seconds.
Yeah, because it was at 40 when I looked up, and then they ran it down to 37.5. Not sure if there was a review. What?
No, they're putting 1 minute up just as a timeout, the length of the timeout. So it looks like Wisconsin's going to go with Morrissey, Dick, and Dexheimer. And Michigan State will go with Kelly, Manisto, and Andrews. A 3-3 game, Ryland Mosley game-tying goal with 48 seconds left in regulation on a feed from Quinn Finley. 11th goal of the year from Mosley made it a 3-3 game.
Well, regardless of the outcome here in the last 40 seconds or whatever it is, there's about 20 or 30,000 people who have seen everything that there is to offer as far as college hockey is concerned. And again, to review, I think we've only had one penalty.
One penalty all game, yeah. There was came with 10 seconds left in the first period. That's it.
Yep, 11.7 seconds left, and since that time, it's been clean, fast-paced, hard-hitting college hockey.
Actually, they'll bring Lindmark out with Morrissey and Dexheimer for this offensive zone faceoff. Morrissey will stand between the circles. Dexheimer at the right point. 3-on-3 overtime, 40 seconds left. Lindmark lost the draw to Shouty. And Andrews has it back behind his own net. Lindmark will stay on him man-to-man. Shouty skates past Andrews, who takes the puck himself. Flips a pass ahead of right wing. Shouty across the line. Lindmark catches up and almost took the puck away. Now he bats it off the wall, but Andrews goes to get it. 20 seconds to play. Russell in the attacking zone. Pass out to the near side. It's Howard catches at the blue line. Lindmark on him. Quick shot save made by Scarfoni. Ooh. Batted to the wall. Lindmark chipped it ahead. Morrissey can't reach it. 7 seconds to go. Look out. Russell just undressed Lindmark. Looking backside. Sliding block shot. Dexheimer. No! They score! It ricocheted off of Badger and underneath Scarfoni. Michigan State wins with 1.4 left on the overtime clock.
Holy moly. That is one of the most dynamic overtime wins and losses that the Badgers have ever been involved with. It was just a mad scramble with 1.4 seconds left, and shovel it at the net. Good things are going to happen for Michigan State. The overtime winner with 1.4 seconds left in overtime.
Green and white fireworks being fired off here at Wrigley Field. The top-ranked team in the country let their third period lead slip away, but then score with 1.4 seconds left on the clock. The Spartans walk out of here with a 4-3 win at the frozen confines in Chicago.
That's a hard pill to swallow.
It wasn't a pretty goal.
You fought back so hard.
Yeah.
And if it would have been an error by someone in a one-on-one play or whatever, it would be a lot easier to follow than if you turned around and, you know, I'm glad it was a scramble goal and not one of those ones where somebody fell down and made a bad play or whatever. At least in a scramble goal, you have a 50-50 shot of getting it out of there or whatever you'd like to say.
And after seeing the video replay, Dexheimer had blocked the shot. It trickled underneath Ben, and Russell was right on the doorstep and actually a little backhand shot short side on Scarfoni, and that's the game-winning goal. Daniel Russell, 2 goals today, including the game winner with 1.4 seconds left. And Michigan State knocks off Wisconsin 4-3.
Tough pill to swallow because the Badgers did everything to stay in it to make it a 3-3 tie. And then all of a sudden, that one little chip play ends up being a loss instead of a tie, or a win instead of a tie.
The Badgers now 2-6-1 in overtime. They suffer their 9th one-goal loss of the season. Michigan State 4, Wisconsin 3. Our postgame show's coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
We are the boy band.
Your tween made you see.
We are the boy band.
It's painful concert number three.
We are the boy band. We're 5 and 19.
We are the boy band.
Always singing on key.
You love your kids enough to take them to see their favorite band. Love them enough to make sure they're buckled up in the back seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Have you made New Year's resolutions such as exercising more or learning a new skill? Why not add some financial resolutions? For starters, try to reduce your debt load. You'll improve your cash flow and have more to invest. See whether you can boost your pre-tax contributions to your traditional IRA and 401k. Once you're 50, you can even make catch-up contributions. If you have an education goal, consider investing in a tax-advantaged 529 education savings plan. Also, try to build an emergency fund containing up to 6 months' worth of living expenses, with the money kept in a liquid, low-risk account. Finally, even if you're relatively young, it's good to have your estate plans in order. And if you've already created these plans, you may want to review them, especially if you've had changes in your family situation involving marriage, divorce, or birth of children or grandchildren. You may not be able to tackle all these resolutions in 2025, but by addressing as many of them as possible, you can make progress towards your goals and set yourself on a positive course for the future. This is Clay Kanoki, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, at 715-421-0958. Member SIPC.
See for yourself.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
With Ian Perrin, Brian Posick. Tough loss for the Wisconsin Badgers. They were down 2-0, tied it, down 3-2 in the final minute of regulation, tie it. Had a couple of chances in overtime, and then Michigan State scores with 1.4 seconds left on the clock. Daniel Russell picks up a loose puck and backhands it short side on Scarfone to win it. And so Michigan State improves to 17-2-1. 8-1-1 in the Big Ten. Best start for the Spartans since the 2000-2001 season. The Badgers fall to 9-12-1, 5-9 in league play, and they lose the season series to the top-ranked team in the country.
Yeah, and it's a tough pill to swallow, especially for the fact that they came from behind. They came from behind. They came from behind every time, and you'd think that, okay, if we can run the clock out, at least we've got the tie. Everything's in good shape, but you play till the end of the game, and that's 1.4 seconds or 24.4 seconds. It's still an overtime loss.
Yeah, a tough one to take for the Badgers. Their ninth one-goal loss this season, their sixth overtime loss this season as well. Again, they've been in pretty much every game, but their record at 9-12-1. Not indicative, really, of the type of hockey they played at times this season. Let's name our three stars of the game, brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Who do you have, Ian?
Well, the first star of the game, for the first time in my career, I'm going to give it to a Michigan State player. It's some guy named Russell came up with two goals, and one of them's the winner in overtime. There's not much you can say about his game that's incomplete. And he was always around the puck. He was around the net at all times. And for whatever reason, he seems to have that, I call it the Ryan Moseley effect around the net. He's able to chip him in, kick him in, do whatever he wants. Two goals in a 4-3 overtime victory. Russell gets the first star of the game. Second star of the game I gave to Morrissey of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Simply because of the fact that he had double shifted several times in overtime, and I was really impressed with how he had good puck control, and he came up with that one big assist that was, I would consider, one of the prettiest goals that the Badgers have scored all year. And the third one I give to Ryland Moseley.
Sure.
Just for the expression when he came running over to us when he scored that goal.
Yeah.
He was so happy. I thought, good for you, young man. But we're getting used to that.
Yeah.
Ryland Moseley scoring a goal in a tight game with an assist from Morrissey. Yeah, it's kind of the way it is. So we go Russell, Morrissey, Rylan Mosley.
Yeah, Mosley scored his ninth goal in 13 the last 13 games. He had a two-point day and now over 100 points for his collegiate career. So, again, our three stars of the game brought to you by Everlight Solar. Energizing performance of the game up next. Badgers fall in overtime to Michigan State here at Wrigley Field, 4-3. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Badger fans, the temperatures may be dropping, but the Big Ten action at the Kohl Center is just heating up. This winter, we've got an action-packed schedule of Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey games right here at home. Gather your friends and family, secure your seats, and create lasting memories with us at the Kohl Center. For the full Badger schedule and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Well, it was a nice thought that your daughter bought you a battery-operated heated vest, but
should
apparently
be more than a three-hour life limit for the heated vest.
Yes, yes. Let's get to our energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you. Ian?
Well, I tell you what, the second goal that the Badgers scored, I was so impressed with the play of Anthony Kerr.
Yeah.
Not only did he leave the blue line and go goal line extended in the offensive zone, got his own rebound, dished it out of the corner, and with Mosley in front kind of obstructing the goaltender, if you will, he comes around the net and puts a perfect pass onto Quinn Finley's stick.
Yep.
And it was a beautiful goal, but all the offense that the offensive play of the defenseman was kind of spearheaded by that play, and it's the last person on the team that I would have thought would have been the offensive-minded. It would have been Anthony Kerr, but he just, after they got that goal, they just seemed to be on a whole different planet.
Yeah, that was the energizing performance of the game. Badgers fall in overtime to Michigan State here at Wrigley Field, 4-3. Scores from around the country up next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores. Apples and bananas, 10 to 53% more. And cereal can cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Brady and the Ad Council.
Back here at the frozen confines of Wrigley Field, Michigan State, a 4-3 overtime win over the Wisconsin Badgers earlier today on this very same surface. The top-ranked Wisconsin women and second-ranked Ohio State went at it, went to overtime. Kelly Gorbatenko scored the game-tying goal for the Wisconsin women late in regulation. A scoreless overtime, and then Ohio State won in a shootout. So Mark Johnson's club is 20-1-1 this season and returns to action next weekend at home against Minnesota State. As far as Division I men's college hockey, let's get to the Desert Hockey Classic in Arizona. That would have been a nice place to be, don't you think?
Been a lot more fun than here.
consolation game, Massachusetts shut out Robert Morris 8-0. And Arizona State won its own tournament by beating Cornell 4-0 at the Coachella Valley Cactus Cup in California. Michigan Tech won the consolation, beat Holy Cross in overtime 4-3. And in the championship game, UMass Lowell, a 3-1 win, a 3-1 lead on Omaha. That's in the third period of play. Atlantic Hockey tonight, Air Force shut out Sacred Heart 3-0. Niagara beat Bentley 4-2. In the ECAC this evening, RPI, a 4-3 win over Brown, and Union beat Yale 4-3. One game in the CCHA, Bowling Green knocked off Lake Superior State 3-1. Bowling Green swept that two-game series. On conference action, Northeastern, a 5-1 win over Quinnipiac. Connecticut outscored Harvard 7-3. Vermont blew out St. Lawrence 8-1. New Hampshire, a 4-3 win over Princeton. St. Thomas doubled up Lindenwood 4-2. Alaska, a 2-1 overtime win at Minnesota Duluth. Augustana completed a sweep in Colorado Springs, beat the CC Tigers 3-2 today. Western Michigan, a 5-2 win over Alaska Anchorage. And Maine 2, Denver 1. Top five teams split that series in Orono, Maine. Both teams winning by 2-1 counts.
Well, it's kind of a surprise when you think about it. But then again, if you look at the fact that Denver lost to UNLV the weekend before, right. You kind of wonder if the sails are a little bit empty of wind out there. But then you realize that their head coach is at the World Juniors. And, yeah, things change when the main guy isn't calling the shots.
I bet. Also in non-conference action, Minnesota beat Mercyhurst 5-2 at Mariucci Arena. Jimmy Snuggerud and Ryan Chesley both had a goal and an assist as the Gophers improve to 17-3-2. And at the World Junior Championships, the United States beat Czechia 4-1, and Finland knocked off Sweden in overtime 4-3. So the United States will play Finland for the gold medal tomorrow night at 6:30 Central on the NHL Network. Wisconsin freshman defenseman Logan Hensler with a chance to win a gold medal. The United States, the defending champs.
And rightfully so. I mean, it's one of those deals where I don't think anybody realized how good Finland was.
Yeah.
And then when they had their overtime win against Canada and blah, 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 you just get into a situation where I think the tides have changed. North American U18s, if you want to call it that, or juniors, are getting caught up to by Finland, Sweden, Czechoslovakia, whoever you want to talk about.
Sure. So here Wisconsin falls in overtime to Michigan State, 4-3 the final. We'll have highlights coming up in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors' Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors' Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Directors' Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Back at Wrigley Field in Chicago. Final game of the Big Ten hockey series at the Frozen Confines. Wisconsin and top-ranked Michigan State. These teams had met Thursday at Munn Arena. Badgers had a two-goal lead but lost in regulation 4-3. Here tonight, Michigan State built a two-goal lead, but the Badgers rallied. It was a fun game, especially down the stretch. Here are the calls of the game. Gets chased, but Lotch, nice work with his body to get position. Can't clear. Out high, Lukasiewicz, and from long range, he scores! Through a series of players wearing white and red, the defenseman, Vladislav Lukasiewicz, with his first collegiate goal, the freshman from Russia, gives Michigan State a 1-0 lead. Headmans to Howard, deflects it deep into the Wisconsin zone. Scarfoni paddles it around all the way out to the point, and Orbitz, he shot one, rebound put in by Russell. All Orbitz from the right point and hit the right pad of Scarfoni, and there was Daniel Russell able to pick up the garbage and tuck it past Scarfoni, a 2-0 Michigan State lead. Badgers win the faceoff. Anthony Kerr, tough-angled shot, stopped by DePasquo. It's loose in front. Now it's back behind the net. Oh, DePasquo couldn't locate the puck. And now the Badgers score! Gavin Morrissey! Gavin Morrissey beats DePasquo. The Badgers on the board, down 2-1. Here's Dexheimer, right side, Polanichuk, looking and shooting, and it's loose. Oh, it went off the Pascal. Rebound, Badgers score! Hey, hey!
Quinn Finley.
Quinn Finley, the game-tying goal. It's 2-2. Lindmark then overskates, taken away by Michigan State. 3-on-2 to our right. Russell in the middle of the ice. Left wing now Howard. They're onside. He elects to shoot, and he scores! Isaac Howard beats Scarfoni. Michigan State regains the lead. It's 3-2. Denmark wins the draw. They bounce it out to the point and Dexheimer to left wing Finley. Back to Dexheimer. Swings it left side. Morrissey. Morrissey looking straight away now. Dexheimer. 54 seconds to go in the hockey game. Here's Finley now. Right wing. Shoots one low. Backside. Mosley scores! Hey! Rylan Mosley from Quinn Finley. The Badgers pull even. It's tied at 3. Batted to the wall. Lindmark shifted ahead. Morrissey can't reach it. 7 seconds to go. Look out. Russell just undressed Lindmark. Looking backside. Sliding block shot. Dexheimer. No! They score! It ricocheted off of Badger and underneath Scarfoni. Michigan State wins with 1.4 left on the overtime clock. And there are your calls of the game here tonight from Wrigley Field as Michigan State prevails. The Spartans took a 1-0 lead after one period as Vladislav Lukashevich scored unassisted at 15:36, the first goal of his collegiate career in the second period. The Badgers actually were outshot 17-9 in the opening period, but only down 1-0. In the second period of play, Michigan State extended its lead to 2 as Daniel Russell scored from the defenseman Austin Orbitz at 4:29, ninth goal of the year for Russell. That made it 2-0. Badgers get on the board as Anthony Kerr set up Gavin Morrissey at 10:17. Morrissey's seventh goal of the season made it 2-1. Badgers then tied it as Quinn Finley found the back of the net at 14:35 from Joe Polatichuk and Rylan Mosley for Finley, his nation's best 16th goal of the year. Michigan State then took the lead back in the third period of play as Daniel Russell set up Isaac Howard at 7:32. Howard's 13th goal of the season made it 3-2 Michigan State. Badgers emptied their net for an extra attacker and would score to pull even as Rylan Mosley finished off a pass play from Quinn Finley and Ben Dexheimer at 19:12. Mosley his 11th goal of the season. That made it 3-3. Then we went to overtime, and Michigan State had 3 shots on goal. Wisconsin had 2. The last shot went in from Daniel Russell. They say unassisted at 4:59. 10th goal of the year for Russell. He gets the game winner here tonight for Michigan State. Wisconsin didn't commit a penalty tonight. Michigan State just won. Badgers 0-for-1 on the power play. Faceoffs about even. Block shots as well. In goal tonight, Luca DePasquo made 31 saves. The sophomore netminder gets the win. His record now 6-0. Michigan State improves to 17-2-1, 8-1-1 in the Big Ten. Meanwhile, Tommy Scarfoni stopped 34 shots tonight. He suffers the loss. His record now 8-8-1. The Badgers fall to 9-12-1, 5-9 in the Big Ten. They are 4-9-1 in one-goal games this season and 2-6-1. In overtime. We didn't get a final attendance here, but I would say there were 20,000 plus.
At least.
And yeah, it was for a January evening at Wrigley Field in Chicago, this was a blast. And I know you want to get warm, and I'd like to get warm, but
I'd like to find my car.
Yeah. I just want to take it in one more time. We're standing in the middle of Wrigley Field, just watched a hockey game.
Yep.
You know?
Good times. Here come the final stats.
Here come the final box score and the attendance, 24,788.
So we were only off by about 5 grand.
Yeah, we thought it was close to 20,000, and for sure, 24,788. The game only took, Ian, 3 hours and 34 minutes to complete.
Except that it started an hour late.
It did. So there's your final score tonight, Michigan State 4 and Wisconsin 3. We'll wrap up our broadcast in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center